At 0. Tonight cloudy with a low of minus 6.
And the current temperature is minus 1 with a wind chill of minus 4 at 25 after 7. It's been 2 years since the McGuinty government introduced character education in elementary schools. Ever since then, all kinds of local businesses have come up with ideas and products to help students learn about building good character. Our parenting columnist Karen Horstman's been looking into some of these, and this week she's here to tell us about something called the Who Is Nobody Perfect.
Mark and his brother Derek are busy raking leaves. A few days later, they were busy shoveling snow. The boys are doing good deeds for neighbors and raising money for Mark's Nobody Project. It's all part of a grade 2 character education program. It involves bringing home a 2-foot-sized doll, and it's up to Mark to teach him a good character trait. His teacher, Amber Curry, says her students have been hooked on the project since day one.
From the minute that the suitcase arrived, and it was a mysterious package delivered by the vice principal, they couldn't imagine what was inside the box. They wrote about what could possibly be here and who sent it. From the moment that happened, they were intrigued by the whole idea.
Inside the big package was Nobody, a gender, ethnic, neutral doll made of denim, and there isn't a thing on it. Each student will spend a week with Nobody, and the idea is the child will have to help a, quote, living thing. So, for example, the student could organize a garbage pickup at their local park. They could walk a neighbor's dog. They could organize a food drive. The goal is to make Nobody a somebody by teaching him how to be a good person. Kelly Clark is the brainchild behind this project. She came up with the idea when she was a supply teacher in the UK a few years ago.
Every day I made an effort to go to a different school, and it was just so interesting how diverse schools are. I would be in grade 10 one day, special needs one day, gifted, inner city, kindergarten, and I just realized no matter where I went, there is one thing the same everywhere, and that was just the power of respect. And when they have respect, they're happy, they're successful, they're comfortable in their own skin. And I just wanted to, when I came back to Canada, find a way to instill that respect in my own students.
And the right kind of respect. Kelly says many students base respect on what a person wears or who is popular instead of qualities like kindness and strength. The Nobody doll is like a blank canvas. The students are asked to attach something to him after their week to symbolize what they did with him. Mark's Nobody is a work in progress. Kelly showed me what a completed doll looks like.
This student added a running shoe with duct tape over it, the logo, just so that they could talk about the child labor and how lucky they are to live in a country where that doesn't happen. So every 3D attachment on Nobody really represents a different student's action.
And it's all documented in a scrapbook with a picture of each student in action. It's important the child is passionate about his cause. Mark saw a snippet of a documentary on Africa 2 years ago, and since then he has been keen on helping the children there.
Tell us a little bit about what you've been working on with Nobody in your house.
Well, I use a story map to help me.
It's presentation day for Mark and Nobody, and he's written his required pages and drawn his picture. Now he gets to tell his story.
My idea is to rake leaves and shovel snow for money. I'm going to use that money to buy paper.
There were lots of questions after he read his story, including what it was that Mark pinned onto the doll.
I attached this bag onto Nobody, and a leaf is inside it to show that I was raking leaves.
Kelly was there for the presentation that day and was thrilled to see her hard work put into action. With the help of local Rotary clubs, the Nobody Project is expanding quickly in Canada and the UK. Kelly says the concept may be simple, but the outcome is enormous.
When kids are experiencing at a young age that every little bit is part of something bigger and they can actually tangibly see it, I think it maybe changes their idea of how to interact with issues that they're passionate about.
Nobody even has his own song. And to think Nobody only made his way officially into schools just over a year ago. Now there are somebodies in dozens of schools teaching kids there's a lot more to respect than a pair of jeans or an iPod. For Metro Morning, I'm Karen Horstman.
And for more details about the Nobody Project, go to whoisnobody.com. Karen's columns can be found on our website at cbc.ca/metromorning. And then you click on Metro Parenting. You have clicked at 99.1 on your radio. We are Metro Morning, where the time is 7:30.